Need a new set of optics? For more than a decade, Riton Optics has been providing optic solutions for hunters and shooters of all types and disciplines. Check out their Primal line for those products geared more towards us hunters. From binoculars and spotting scopes to your basic 3-9 scopes and longer range crossover models, the Primal line from Riton was made for hunters. Learn more at RitonOptics.com. That's Riton, R-I-T-O-N, Optics.com.
This is the OKest Hunter Podcast. Never pass on shooter bucks, because that's just meat in the freezer. It's your tag, you hunt how you want. This is OKest Hunter.
Hey everybody, welcome to the OKest Hunter Podcast, coming at you from Oconomowoc, Wisconsin, in the OKest Hunter Podcast studio. Woo! I'm your host, one of them, Eric.
El Nacho Libre.
Is that your name?
That's you.
I'm going to call you that.
I'm Nacho Libre.
What's your name?
Steve.
What's that video from a long time ago on YouTube with the... They're not gophers. They're like groundhogs. He's like, Alan. Maybe his name's Steve.
Steve.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Oh, we know.
That's an old one. It's a good one.
That's quality.
Derek's here with us.
No, I'm Eric. I just have the D in it.
He's Eric with the D.
He took the D out of E.
How did you so eloquently put that that one time?
Your name's like Eric with the D in it. Got ugly. I take the D out of
it. That did not happen.
Take the D out.
Boy.
Keep the D out your mouth. That's how we did it. Something weird. I'm about that level of tired and caffeination. That's not even a word. As you can tell.
I see you're having an unwinder there.
I don't know what to
upper, do. Downer.
You're John Beer.
My stomach is...
How old is that shit?
Well, it's probably going to help me.
The only thing that could be older than that was the Little Caesars pizza that was on top of
it. Fridge.
I went in the garage and I'm really... How are you going to get your trade show stuff out of there?
I don't want to talk about
it. Locked in
it's
tight?
In the back.
You know how stressed out I am about
this? Dude, I can't get to the refrigerator.
It's bad.
Oh,
it's,
man.
Yeah, every square inch is being used. You're using it.
Do you remember on the way back from Iowa, I was like, Tyler,
yeah.
I don't think you understand. There's no room in my garage.
Yeah, I do remember.
And I wasn't joking.
But maybe his garage is just as packed full of shit.
It's not.
No?
No. But, shit, it's not good, dude.
I'm not sure there could
it sounds like we're having
be
a cleaning,
more packed.
I think we're having a cleaning party. Like
I clean my
after
garage.
After I get back from Florida.
I know how to clean my garage. I just need it to warm up. I got to get past this trade show, and then it'll happen. I do it. If you look at Spartan Forge, like I talked about last week, you can see every April I got bagsters in the driveway. This is an annual thing here. Mm-hmm. Last year, though, I had my dad, who works for a garbage company, he brought a roll-off over.
Yeah,
you had that.
And all the neighbors are like, are you guys moving out? I'm like, no. What?
We're cleaning
just
out.
Cleaning, Ted.
Just cleaning. Yeah. By the way, we're brought to you by Half Rack. Check out half-rack.com. They're our presenting sponsor. We got some Half Rack goodies at the table tonight.
We do.
Got some the sit and spin bucket toppers over there.
You were looking forward to saying that all day.
I think
you?
I'm more excited to try that for turkey hunting than I am to actually do the turkey hunting. Like, I am just really enthused to sit on a sit and spin bucket. I don't love those things. You know when you go to the doctor and your kid, you just dangle your knees or your feet and you're just swinging and swinging? I'm that. But, like, this is another
you're
version
the fidget.
Of it.
You're the fidget guy.
Yeah, which is not good for turkey hunting.
On the medicine ball when you were in class in third grade because you wouldn't sit still.
Bouncing up and down, rolling back and forth, side to side.
I guess I might be that kid, too.
Yeah, your head almost touched the ceiling last week. I couldn't handle that. So, yeah, check out those guys, half-rack.com. Use code OHP, save some money. We don't have them yet because there's more coming in the mail. They have Hunter hangers. It's not these. They're very different.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know how to describe it. So I'll have to just wait till next week
we do this again. Although next week, you guys aren't here. Neither of you guys are here.
No.
It's time to vacate a warmer temperatures.
Spring Brizzik.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah. I wish I should have planned for that. I didn't. Well, I'll have a guest on next week that I think everyone will be pretty happy to hear from.
Yes.
Very good guest.
I don't dare say it out loud now because I'll probably
No, don't.
It.
Don't say it.
I wouldn't.
Stand by. It's
just
a good
know
one.
That I am very sad that I'm missing this conversation.
Yeah.
Every once in a blue moon, I like catch a catch a car, like the dog chasing cars. I catch one. Look, I got one. What do I do now? You guys are leaving.
His articles are a very good read, usually.
Yeah, it'll be good. Shout out to all of our sponsors, Latitude, Spartan Forge, Method, Go Wild, OHP across the board. You know, given the seasonality of things or the topic, certain partners are going to get more love at different times of the year, just kind of how it is, but we love you all just the same, I promise. I just don't have a lot of great things to say in March about anything, really, other than, like, I don't know, Spartan Forge, you can mark pins for sheds, and you can really get into using the app and doing your spring scouting method. You should be shooting your arrows and your bow, well, shooting your bow to test your arrows.
I even used it so much as to scout certain areas of the beach where I'm going to.
Oh, like an avionics, but not.
But not.
Are you getting more detail?
Because the ocean changes, mm-hmm. shoreline changes by the month. I get to see if there's sandbars, if there's troughs, if there's cuts, all that good stuff, all the washouts.
Sounds like a good topic for your fishing podcast.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
It might be a good toilet reading.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know.
It might put someone to sleep. I don't know.
Go Wild, by the way. Latitude, by the way, there. We just got a saddle for Jace.
Sweet.
Our camera guy. So we were talking about that the other week. That showed up. That's exciting. I can't wait to get my hands on those speed sticks.
The sticks and platforms are going to be pretty awesome.
Platform.
Same.
So excited. The sticks also excited.
Yeah.
All of it. They're so great. I like those guys. Anyway, I like all of them, obviously.
They are, for real, doing the best job innovating, like truly making things that are different. Like that X-Wing platform, when they put that like picture out there, people were like, what the hell is this? I was like, this is different. I like this because it has a different purpose than every other platform out there.
Yeah,
and that's cool. It's hard to do.
It's so hard.
It's
to
so hard to do like something different.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Even Half-Life, like, they're trying to innovate. Sense. Like I don't say trying as in like they're failing, but like it's really hard to innovate right now because everyone's doing it. So you're just moving like micrometers, and so it never feels that like
we're in the golden age of technology. Yeah. We're not in the golden age of deer hunting, so to speak.
Yeah, maybe
you know
right.
like. I think your chance to get a really giant buck, and not saying it's not here right now still, but the chances get less and less every year. I think we had more big deer in our environment probably 10, 12 years ago.
Anyway. I'm writing an article about this.
Is that something
actively?
About like before podcasts?
Possibly.
And YouTube.
And YouTube.
I'm the problem.
It's, our fault.
It's me. The Taylor Swift song. We gotta guess. Let's quit.
Anyway.
Quit effing around here. What's up, Ed? How you doing, man?
What's up, guys? Thanks for having me on.
Hey, buddy.
Thanks for joining the shit show, the shenanigan train, whatever you want to call it. You've listened. You know what you're getting into here, I hope.
Yeah, I'm aware of it.
Ed is the founder of Our Grounds Coffee. Are you in Pennsylvania? Is that where you are?
Yeah, we're in PA, just south of Philadelphia.
Man, you're either in Michigan or Pennsylvania if you're in this industry, I swear. You're not here
it
in
seems
Wisconsin.
To be how it is.
And if I go on a hunting trip, those are the two license plates I see anywhere out of state is Michigan or Pennsylvania. Or Vermont. There are a lot of Vermonters are traveling too.
A lot of Vermonters. That's
Vermonters.
Funny. Is that how you say it? Oh, what are you pouring up there? What do you got?
Ooh,
that's
that
a small batch
good.
Of something.
Yeah, a little Blanton's, you know.
Oh, very nice.
Fancy myself a glass of bourbon every once in a while.
Well, you did good one night. I'm not
Cheers
drinking
Cheers to that, my friend.
Yeah, I'll drink to that, right?
Yeah, bring some drop time. There we go. So
you guys were talking about uppers and downers before, so I'm sitting here looking at a French press full of coffee. I got bourbon here, water there.
That is the ultimate.
might fit in.
You could mix the two together, and you might mellow out. I don't know.
That's what I'm going for.
At least he's got a neutral on the table, too. He's got water. We don't have any of that.
Yeah, a splash of water just in case.
I have a little.
I actually love the French press. That's I do it most mornings. I do the French. I have like a little tea kettle. Thingamajigger.
Yeah.
It's I set the temp and it holds it, and then I do my French press with the coarse ground coffee, and Let it steep.
You know what you're doing.
4 minutes precisely ish, or no less than that. And I do bulletproof coffee. I put butter in there and MCT oil, and I get locked in for the day. I don't have to
you
have coffee.
You gotta be careful with that MCT oil.
Yeah,
stuff.
You'll get disaster pants.
I don't
pants.
Even know what language you're speaking right
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
You don't want to get disaster pants.
You're not putting Zlingity.
Butter in his coffee.
He's putting butter in his coffee.
I'll brie up a
not really. That good. Must make that first it's sit grease, of the morning real interesting.
Yeah. Grease you up to slide right out.
I thought the whole point of drinking coffee was so that was easy. Now you're making it easier.
Yeah, the butter.
Easy and quick.
Easy like easy like Monday morning.
Have you read that? Easy like a Monday morning. Easy like a Monday morning.
Lord.
Nope, done.
This podcast just went to shit.
Did you read the Bulletproof Diet? Do you know all about that business?
So I have an idea about it. I'm not super. I did the keto diet for a while, and I was looking for any way to like get fats into my diet. So it was like grass-fed butter, ghee. MCT oil, but I do the keto diet.
The coffee. I didn't. I was like, man, I'm not gonna do all other stuff. This coffee is real good though, and I'm about
coffee
it.
Coffee tastes good. It's smooth. It's like real creamy. It's like putting,
creamy.
It's like putting cream in it. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think the MCT oil is the only thing keeping me from getting absolutely huge and fat, because it keeps my metabolism unlocked.
Right.
Yeah. MCT stands for
hard.
Medium chain triglyceride. It's just. Like the chemistry in how your body breaks that down is a little bit different. So it really gets your metabolism kind of activating, which is why if you have too much of it, you get what's called disaster pants. You will have
that to, sounds like a work from home
not
day.
Good.
Is there an asterisk on that that says do not wear light colored pants?
It's actually coconut oil. It's not anything too different. It's like a concentrated form of coconut oil.
I cook with coconut oil a little bit.
Yeah.
You're like half a teaspoon away from disaster.
I stop at 2 tablespoons. I don't go beyond that, and that's my mark. You feel like it doesn't get you jittery. It doesn't get you all crazed up. You just feel like smooth operator, and that will get me to about 1 or 2 o'clock, and I'm like, oh, well, that was a nice start to the day. Let's go eat some
then
food.
Then you start drinking bourbon. Right?
Yeah, there we go. that's my boss. We got a bar at work. No, man, it's good stuff. So talk about
that was about the smoothest intro we've ever
had. Right.
Sorry.
Talk about the upper you got over there, your coffee, and what you got going on in Pennsylvania. You got a nice little startup over there.
Yeah, we started up like a year. Actually, it was just a year ago. I guess last month. So we ran super smooth for like 8 months, just kind of doing podcasts like this and just social media marketing and stuff like that, and it just kind of caught fire quick. We had a little misrun-in with Black Rifle Coffee, which kind of helped a ton. They didn't like rip our idea off, but they had a coffee come out that was the same name, the logo was like pretty similar, so that brought like a ton of eyeballs to us, and we kind of just took off from there.
Did they send you a cease and desist, or you're not gonna lawyer up against those guys? What happened?
No, I mean, I got super lucky. They were just like super cool about it. They came out with it, and then a bunch of like my fan base and like
they copied you.
That was,
yeah,
that was douchey, right? But like my you know degenerate friends like blew them up on social media. And actually, Evan Hafer messaged me, the owner of Black Rifle, and was like, "Yo, this is what happened." And then like the marketing director or whatever from there reached out and they apologized. They were super cool about it, like.
That'd be like if Miller Coors like copied a microbrew, you know.
Kind
I feel
of,
like that's the what we're dealing with here. It's like, but no, this is fun. This is fun here. I know about this.
I was like super grateful. Like, I thought I said they're just gonna smash me. You know, like I'm selling coffee out of my basement. I'm like renting a roaster. They sell like $2 billion worth of coffee a year, and I was like, I had a bunch of my buddies were like, "Oh, you're gonna sue them?" I'm like, "What?"
Like, get out of here.
What?
You clearly don't understand how business works, friend.
Like, I'm by no means, you know, Joe Blow business guy, but like I have enough sense to like they're a publicly traded company and I'm selling coffee out of my basement. Like, no, I'm not gonna go after Black Rifle Coffee. Plus they get sued all the time, so they have a ton of practice. But they were like super, super cool. Like, I was really fortunate that they didn't just kind of smashes because like Roosevelt is our biggest selling roast. It's our medium roast, and you know we get Teddy Roosevelt riding a moose, and they kind of had the same idea. I don't want to say they ripped us off because like I think it'd be douchey of me to say that like Black Rifle Coffee has any idea who Air Grounds Coffee Company is. Like, they're the big leagues. We're like just a group of like a little family selling coffee to our friends and family.
You know what's funny about that though? Like, some of these big companies, not even the hunting category. This is across the board. This is everywhere. I've noticed this kind of stuff. They'll, you know, keep their eye on things, look at what's going on in the market, yeah. And this little guy will never notice. He won't ever care. In fact, it'll be a compliment. And we're going to just take this idea and run it up to flagpole, and no one will ever know the wiser. And I wouldn't, and I'm not saying they did it, but I'm saying I wouldn't be totally surprised if someone there brainchilded that.
That
and
they
like,
could get away with
they
it.
Couldn't, yeah, it could have been like, because there's teams, you know, it could have been Johnny on their team. Like, hey, guys, I got this great idea. And then it all of a sudden it got adoption and traction, and they rolled it out without ever looking for other IP. And suddenly, boom, there it is. And you're like, whoa, what the shit? And it really could have come from you. Or it could have been like, you know, coincidence, but I don't really believe in those.
Could have been like shit dumb luck. You know, it also could have been like they saw it, didn't think anything of it, and then were like, oh, this is a great idea, and came up with it a week later. You know, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. It helped me, if anything.
Yeah, so that's kind of cool. You got to ride their coattails for a minute, and they let you do it. As a consolation prize, bud, we'll let you, like, just garner some out of this, and, like, we'll call it good, yeah?
When people look for their Roosevelt, or they Google Roosevelt looking for Black Rifle Coffee, the first link is ours, so they click on it, and they're like, oh, who's these guys? This isn't Black Rifle Coffee.
Yeah, these guys are right in my backyard, Pennsylvania, where all the hunters are.
Right.
Yeah,
let's go. I'll
support this guy. This is great.
And they have, you know, half the time, half the people hate Evan Hafer because he says something dumb on his podcast, like, which I don't necessarily disagree with half the time what he's saying. But they're like, oh, screw those guys. Go for the little guy. And it's kind of helped, you know?
Yeah. Don't worry. This podcast isn't done yet. You might say something stupid, too. A lot of runaway here.
Yeah, we're 16 minutes in. I'm three bourbons in, so we're good.
I'm just getting her warmed up.
There we go.
Just
getting the engine started here. So how many blends do you guys have?
Two right now. We have two single origins, and then our color phase is going to be our light roast coming out, and it was supposed to come out in the spring, but everything kind of got pushed back with the whole roaster disaster. So once we kind of relaunch and I get the roaster put in the house and all, we're going to come out with all three. So we'll have Muley Mayhem, Roosevelt, and then color phase.
That's cool. You know, I don't think people know this, but you can tell me if I'm wrong or not. Light roast has more caffeine than dark roast.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know why people don't think that that's true, but like, I like my coffee dark, and I'm like, yeah, I like it light because it tastes good and it's got more caffeine.
Right. Well, they have this idea that like the stronger, like the harder your, I mean, compared to bourbon, you drink like an Elijah Craig 127 proof, and then you drink a 90 proof Blanton's, you think, you know, the harder stuff or the thing that's harder to drink or burns a little more going down has more alcohol in it. Coffee's kind of the opposite. The stuff that's kind of harder to drink and less tea-like, if you will, has less caffeine in it. And then your lighter roast, the floral, fruity-flavored, like tea-like coffees, they have more because you're doing less to the bean during that cooking process. You're not roasting away as much of the bean. It holds more of its like nutrients and the caffeine.
I like the light notes when you say light and fruity. I don't know when I started liking that stuff, but you're supposed to steep it at like a higher temperature too to extract more of that. Isn't that correct? What are the better temperatures? I actually can't find a good through line of conversation on the damn.
So internet. Like anywhere from like 197 to like 203.
Oh shit! I'm at 205.
At the end of the day, unless you're drinking
3 degrees
coffee like next to each other all the time, it's like getting tasting notes in bourbon. Most people drink bourbon and they're like, oh yeah, that's whiskey or that's bourbon. They're not getting like, oh, the oakiness or the whatever you're getting out of bourbon. With the coffee, you get more floral, you get more taste out of it when you're drinking it side by side by side, not just like one cup every day or two cups every day, hours apart.
So optimal temperature for a light roast would be 202?
Like 203. I try not to go any higher than like 203.
Or I'm just scorching beans over here.
Most of the time, you let it boil for a second, and then you let it sit for just like 15 seconds, and then you're good to go.
Dude, there's guys I used to work with they got like really fanatical about their tea, and like there's different tea types, tea leaves, tea, and they would weigh it, the temperature would be perfect. If they poured it from too high up, it cooled down too much. I'm like, bro, it's just tea. Like, yeah. What the hell is going on? And here I am with my coffee.
Yeah. You turned into the Bobby Boucher of coffee.
Yeah, that's a good comparison.
Throw that
actually.
Shit in the harbor. We're drinking coffee. Like,
no, that's great. So you're one ish year into it, or?
Yeah. So we just got done our first year. So I guess it's like 13 months.
Hey, happy birthday, businessman.
Yeah. Pretty cool. Yeah, we made it a year.
That's cool. David Nowakowski. David, I can never say your last name right. I'm really sorry because we know you now. But you said you didn't know that the caffeine levels in roast. So, yeah, look, we're teaching people stuff.
I had no clue either.
So knowledge. When does – I'm going to do a hard gear shift here. When does turkey season start in Pennsylvania?
Turkey's what is it? It's the last week in April, first week in May. I think, and it might be May 1st, actually, this year. So we'll run the whole month of May.
It's similar to our season.
Look at my resident DR guy basically here, Greg Tubbs. This is calling in life.
Warden Tubbs?
Yeah. You would have made a good warden. You could have done that, but then you just wouldn't be able to hunt as much. But you'd be outside all the time.
I would be not hunting at all. I'd be busting people.
Which I think
I don't know
maybe
how
enjoy.
Hard it is to, like, that's, in, where you guys are in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, like, Pennsylvania, if you want to be a game warden, that's, like, what I wanted to do. It's so hard. I would have had a better shot making the big leagues.
You're, like, I mean, right now they're looking for wardens. Here.
Really?
Yeah, we need wardens. But it's along the lines of going to school to become a police officer, where you're going and you're putting your time in with that, doing ride-alongs, and you could go either way. You could be a game warden or a police officer.
Dude,
so,
I want to do a ride-along.
On the schooling.
We should do that for a podcast episode, like, topic.
You should.
Do you think they'll let us do
it? Back of the patrol car.
I know just way you could get in touch with a warden.
Don't give me
any
trouble.
I got a few ideas.
Greg's like, oh, don't set me up here, man. Keep it clean. Greg, one time we were hunting together, and some guy wasn't wearing blaze, and he's yelling at him out of the tree stand. Hey, where's your blaze?
You are?
Just take it easy there, Warden Greg. See what I'm saying?
Hey, man. He snuck in on us.
He was.
I had him scared a little shitless.
He was like, oh, sorry.
You know, you don't have to. And I looked it up, and okay, you don't have to. But you realize you almost got your ass shot by two kids wearing blaze orange, and you were right in front of them, and they didn't even know you were there. Oh, really? Yeah, get out of here.
Because he wanted to hunt two species of birds or something.
Yeah.
You want the geese to see him.
Yeah. Like. Use your head, man. Safety first. Anytime there's a gun involved, it's bird season. There's tall cover. You should be wearing orange.
Yeah, Craig.
Especially on public land, man.
Yeah, like. and we were inundated with bird hunters that evening. Like, we should have never even attempted hunting that spot. But well,
we learned our lesson on that one, didn't we?
Yeah.
Never again. And that's how you end up getting to the phrase to say never again, because you've learned something the hard way.
Mm-hmm.
But you went into it thinking, we'll see how it goes.
That's correct.
Yes. And then never again.
Never again.
That'll be next season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So are you going to try to chase some birds, or what are you going to do?
So the roaster is going to show up like right in May, I think. So I'm probably not going to get out. Like, I'm going to have so much to do once we get relaunched, but hopefully I have a ton to do once we relaunch and stuff, and even get in the basement and all set up. I might try to get out one or two times, cause I'll, Jones for it. But, we had a big property that we used to hunt in Northern PA, and, we lost it this year. So we have to work it public, which I don't have a problem with doing. Turkey hunting in PA public land is so hard though. It's so hard. If you can consististently kill turkeys on public land in PA, I'm convinced you're
probably
really
also
good.
Killing big bucks.
Potentially.
Let's get Bo Martonic to call into the episode. I don't have the phone number set up tonight, but
that guy's a killer, man. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you. And you know who's even bigger killer than Bo Martonic is his brother.
Yeah,
his brother's
I saw pictures
gunsmith,
of that
isn't
guy.
He? I don't know what he is. I don't really know Bo. I reached out to Bo when I started the company. But he does like writing for Black Rifle, I think. But we have mutual friends.
Yeah.
And I mean, that dude and his brother killed more stuff. It's unbelievable.
He's a really nice guy. He's got a lot of what I would say like charisma. You hang out with him and you're like, I like this guy. He's just got a really good personality, good head on his shoulders. He's a fun guy to be around. He's pretty just likable. And he's smart.
Yeah.
And he knows what he's doing. I think.
Yeah, that group of guys. He does. That group of guys, like our mutual friend Greg Litzinger.
Oh, yeah. Greg Zinger's a good guy.
He's a really nice person. Talking about Latitude, he's at the Latitude booth a lot when they do trade shows.
Yeah, he's always at the Latitude booth. Him and I used to work at Cabela's, worked in the bow shop together.
Oh, no doubt.
And
okay.
That's how we met. And dude, he's just like, the guy knows so much about it, and he's just been doing it for so long, and he consistently kills. And he's like, flies under the radar. You know, you have these guys that have 20,000, 30,000, 40,000 followers on Instagram, and, you know, then you got a guy like Greg who's got like 3,000. And the guy he's filled with so much knowledge, and he puts so much stuff out there. He just needs like that blow up, and people just need to see it.
I don't think he cares. Like, he's happy.
No, he doesn't. But he's also a guy, like, I reached out to him and started talking to him just through Instagram, and he's like, here's my phone number. Yeah. So then him and I were calling and chatting on my
probably text him right now,
home.
And he'll say. You know,
yeah.
He's usually a pretty good dad and husband, so he's like,
he works hard. He's got a hard job, and he's doing everything he can to be successful when he gets out.
Yeah, he's nice.
He's just like he's just like that blue collar guy that kills a bunch of deer every day. You know what I mean?
You guys in Pennsylvania, I went out there to the Allegheny. I'm probably saying it wrong. Forest.
Allegheny.
Yeah.
Allegheny.
Yeah, I said it wrong, of course. Of course I said it wrong. I hunted with Bo and
he would have called it Gitche Gumi.
Johnny Stewart and all these guys. Johnny Stewart, he's talking about another nice guy.
Stewart's another guy. Yeah. I don't know him, but I know him like through Greg. Those guys are they're super knowledgeable.
So freaking nice. Just put me on a pin that he had. He explained everything. This is the tree. Showed it to me on the map. He's like, all this stuff, right? I don't know what the hell is going on. I don't know what he's doing.
I think Johnny gets more pride on helping people than he does being successful himself.
He stayed at his cabin. He was a hell of a host. He just took care of everybody.
Yeah.
I think we all use his
And you guys just met him online?
I think at some point through the internet. And then I got invited out. We all did. I just the only one that could make it, I think, to the Spartan Forge vet hunt, their first one that they did out in PA there at Johnny's cabin. That was fun. Like a good group of guys. But that forest is vast. It reminds me very much so of like the Northwoods of Wisconsin, a bit hillier. But I can't imagine hunting turkeys in the Northwoods of Wisconsin. Like, there's what do those birds live on? Like,
dude,
what do they
do? It's so hard.
And there's so much predation. I don't how the hell do you kill a turkey in that?
I had never killed one in PA. I killed them. Well, I lived in North Carolina, and it's just a different bird. These are like mountain birds, and like a mountain buck. They're just hard to kill, man.
Have you ever turkey hunted up in your area?
That's where I started up there.
Did you ever have any success?
Yeah, I've killed a bunch.
Shut up. Of course you did.
Killed a couple.
Get out of here. How did it go? Like, what do you do?
Leftover acorns.
Acorn oak flats, you need to hunt them.
Yep, ridge sides lead down to cedar swamps, hemlocks.
Yeah, anywhere they got a little bit of open where the green starts to grow.
You're just saying hemlock. What's that?
Hemlock
is
a pine.
All right. These are the things that our audience doesn't always know.
Well, maybe they do know. when we're talking, you're the audience here.
That's
so,
right. Yeah, I will. Okay. I get to ask the dumbest questions.
But just like Ed is saying, they're just different. Like you mentioned, like mountain bucks. Like we don't have that terrain here, but like anything that lives up north in the Northwoods, in the Big Woods, like northern PA and all that stuff, like they have to be tough to survive because all the stupid ones are dead already, right?
Scarce, though, too. There's just probably not a lot of populace. And there's so much vast
We saw
land.
A bunch of turkey tracks when gym.
Yeah.
There was turkey tracks.
We were finding more turkey tracks, and we found a couple bear tracks.
Yep. Coyote tracks.
way less deer tracks than anything else.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you got the Orange Army, too. PA's got so many hunters, man. Mm-hmm. That's the most impressive part about that group of guys. Like, they're so giving to everybody. They're like, oh, here's a pin. This is where I killed a deer last year. Or this is the general area. And then there's just millions of people out there every year. And those guys just consistently kill stuff. It's kill big deer. Like, it's not that hard to go kill a deer.
They've been accused of flying in trophy bucks into areas. Have you heard about that?
Well, one person in particular, and it's not even.
It's not, well, yeah, but they're all good pals. So, like, basically, we're talking about the Spartan Forge pro staff, which is like a bit of a dream team in the whitetail world. And Lee Ellis with Seek One, like, people have accused him of like helicoptering in trophy deer into areas.
Oh, Jesus,
for real?
There's a pin now on Spartan Forge that they did where it's like the
helicopter teardrop pin.
Yes.
I've not heard of this.
There's a contest he had submitted. He's like, why don't we do a contest and submit your drawings of like this? Let's see the memes, the drawings, and people probably submissions and of like him helicoptering deer in.
Oh my God.
Because people are like, no way you can kill that many big deer. Like, we talk about hunter bashing, and it goes, the pendulum swings to both ends. It swings to the guys that do a good job killing big ones just as much as it does the guys killing little dinks. Like, it's just, it's wild, the ridicule that people get for doing, literally. Like, it's like, what's that Marine Corps movie? Good morning. How do you know it's a good morning? It's like, man, I was just trying to post good morning. Why do you gotta, like, freak out?
Saying hi.
Yeah, come on.
We're our own worst enemy, though, when it comes to all that stuff.
Right. Right. Well,
people can complain about like the hate we get. I say we like we're a cult, but like the hate we get from like the outside, like animal activists and all. But like, dude, there's so much hate between dudes that just shoot a crossbow and shoot a regular bow.
Yeah, the inner circle hate is just worse. It's way worse.
Yeah. Because it's personal.
Those other people, they're not like, trying to lock horns. That'd be like, you know, the rare time you see a whitetail go up against a sheep or something. Like, right, those are two different. Right. Those are two different species. But, you know, whitetail are fighting whitetail all the time. And we're just a bunch of whitetails fighting whitetails, like, amongst ourselves. Like, come on. Like, you realize you're not going to get the doe that way.
It's not helping.
You're going to lock horns. You're going to die together in that damn river. Just chill out. Another Taylor Swift song. It's 7 a.m.
You are a Swiftie.
Calm down. Swift.
He is a Swiftie.
I had no idea.
Dude, her music is incredible. It is the catchiest, most fun. She's like, she went from a country singer to a pop singer. She's just transcending all boundaries of the musical industry and crushing it. She goes to people's weddings randomly. She's an expert marketer. I tell you, we want to learn some marketing, follow Taylor Swift. And the bonus, the icing on the cake, is my 5-year-old daughter loves it.
Is that your get out of wedding free card right there?
I did not get out of wedding free. I got big trouble for not going to wedding once.
Okay,
sore spot in my marriage.
I had a student today who we were talking about, like, if you could go somewhere, where would you go? And she was like, I would go to Taylor Swift's house. And I was like, what would you do at Taylor Swift's house? She's like, I just hang out with her. And I was like, I don't think Taylor's going to be there. And she's like, well, her cat has an $8 million collar. And I was like, someone who has an $8 million collar is probably not hanging out at home waiting for money to come in. They're probably out working.
Right.
That's funny.
$8 million collar. Jeez. I just bought a Garmin collar for Birdie, the Garmin e-collar thing. And it was like $400 and I was kicking myself.
Yeah. You were walking funny when you got done buying that.
Yeah.
You checking out with some KY jelly at the same time? You having a good night? No, I'm not.
Not at all. I can't even get the dog to listen to me with this collar.
So. Hopefully it looks good.
It sounds like you got some buyers.
Yeah, it's for Instagram pictures.
Looks like a damn well-trained dog.
Put it in Lightroom, tweak it a little bit. Yeah, there it looks great. That's the money shot.
Like a bird dog. That's funny.
That's funny, man. But yeah, no, I do like Taylor Swift, and there's always a quote I can pull out of something for something. People do need to calm the flip down, though. I get riled up though. I'll get right in there with it, but I try to like simmer down. I try to remove myself.
Tyler
for a while.
Gets hot. That's a good time.
Yeah,
Tyler gets hot.
Yeah, that's a good time.
Yeah, he's like, should I light this guy up? No, do not.
He's
do
like
that.
Ready. He's like all ready.
Do not light that guy
like
up.
At the flip of a switch.
He cannot
he's ready
be
to...
the brand lighting people up.
He's the guy standing there with the lighter, man.
Go for a walk. Come back to it. Cool off.
No, he's the guy who just doused everything in gas and is like.
Can we do it? I got him right here.
And he's like, should I call the fire department? No, don't call those guys. We're not putting, let them burn. Holy cow, what are we talking about?
Sidetrack.
Someone bring me back onto a track here.
So, hunting.
That was a fun bell.
There we go.
Wow, you just kind of did it. Wow, what bourbon number is that? You're outpacing us.
Well, you know, it's later here, I think, right?
Oh, yeah, you're right.
By an
it's
hour.
It's like almost 8 o'clock.
I don't know if it is or not, but that sounds like a great excuse.
That hour difference is a big difference. Almost 8 o'clock versus almost 7 o'clock is way more justifiable to be down in more bourbon. Dude, my stomach is angry. I can't do anything right now.
Ed, you brought it up there when you were talking about Hunter Division, and I just don't know how it works in Pennsylvania, but how is the crossbow versus archery? Like, how does that work in Pennsylvania? Is it a concurrent season? Does it run with archery just like normal?
It runs with archery just like normal. Just it's like considered archery equipment.
And yeah. Your archery comes in October 1st?
October 1st, depending on where you're at. So I have a spot that I hunt that's not too far from here that opens up in September. So that'll open up September and it'll run. You pretty much hunt all the way through, January 31st in the same unit. Some units are open super long. But there's like a couple week break between Thanksgiving and Christmas after rifle season, and then you can hit the woods again for late season.
Gotcha.
Late season's rough. Greg,
I
enjoy it though. I mean,
Look at this. You guys are going to strike up a little bromance here.
Look at that. We talked about bird. Wait, who said that? Oh, yeah. We talked about bird dogs earlier. Now we like late season.
Late season.
How about we start
cool?
a podcast at your house?
Well,
do you want a roaster over there too?
Yeah.
This is the Wisconsin division.
I'll have you know there is a fishing podcast that goes on in my house, but either
you got
way,
plenty of room in that basement.
Yeah,
Gregory.
I do. I certainly do.
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah. I'll stay out of the way. You won't even know I'm there.
That's fine.
It smells so good.
It smells so delicious.
Does it smell good when it's roasting? By the way,
is it? Yeah, I mean, it's not terrible. I mean, there's parts of it where it doesn't smell like amazingly fresh coffee, but it gets there. You know what I mean? Once you get to a certain point, mm-hmm. as long as you're ventilated all right, because you get a lot of carbon dioxide that gets let off from the bean. So as long as you're venting it out the right way, you won't mm-hmm. drop dead, and it smells all right.
That's good.
How many people have died in their basement trying to start a coffee company? Sounds like a nice shanty situation.
I hope we don't start the trend.
Right? As long as the house doesn't leave the foundation, you'll be fine.
People overdosing on caffeine, or are they just roasting in their house? What are they doing here? Jeez.
But getting back to late season.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, thank you.
Late season's great when you're on the deer. That's when it's great. When you're,
I've never been on the deer in late season.
It's tough, man.
Ever.
It's very tough. Yeah, you got to have the right food, the right cover, and in an area where they're not pressured. So if you're hunting public land, good luck. If you have the right piece of private land, it's phenomenal. If you have the wrong piece of private land where there you can see them but you can't get to them, it's just like hunting public land where it's a desert. There's nothing happening. So
we have a late shotgun season here too. Mm. That makes it helpful. Makes it a little easier to sit in your tree stand when it's 10 degrees. It gets colder where you guys are at too. So I enjoy my cold season, late season, but I'm sure it's a little colder where you
I don't know. It's got to be just as cold there. Like,
I think we're pretty similar.
Pretty
probably.
Similar.
Very
similar.
Are we?
Our gun season
when
comes
I think
in
Wisconsin. I think like ice fishing.
Yeah. There's guys who are ice fishing by opening weekend, which is like the third weekend in November.
November.
Not this year, but there's years where guys go ice fishing.
I can remember in years past, guys catching walleyes on the flowages and stuff through 3-4 inches of ice and. Right after they shot their buck opening morning.
Yeah, that was the thing. Yeah. You'd go hunting Saturday, and if you either got one, you'd go fishing, or if you didn't get one, you'd booze so hard you couldn't get in a stand the next day, so you'd go fishing.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
You guys hunt Sundays here?
Oh, yeah. Yep. You guys are under that law that you cannot
hunt. That blue
hunt, law. That blue law. Yep.
What is that? Well, I've heard about this, but what's the deal? Why is that a thing?
Because it's always been a thing.
You're supposed to be going to church, damn it.
You should be in church. You should be sitting in a pew, not a tree stand.
Is that really what's going on? Like, is that the purpose?
Yeah.
I'm sure that's the origin.
Yeah, I mean, it's just been around forever.
You want to get close to God, you go to the woods. Okay, like, what the F is going on over there that you're not going to go to the woods to meet God that day?
Well, God's
at
church.
So important?
Priorities, bro. Priorities.
That's religion over spirituality. That's but I suppose now it's mostly just accepted and part of the tradition in some degree. Do you think that'll ever change?
Yeah, I think they're working on it. I think it gets like close, and then it gets like shut down right to the last.
Who the F is
shutting
that down?
There's some other states that just went through that, and I think there was one that did change.
Was it Vermont?
I didn't know my wife was on the board.
Some eastern or southeastern.
It was one of the eastern states.
I think they did get it changed.
Was it Vermont?
Or they got close to getting it changed.
I think it might have been Vermont.
It was Vermont.
Yeah.
Just recently, within the last 2 years.
I know.
Yeah.
They open up certain Sundays in Pennsylvania. So, they're kind of, slowly working towards it.
They're testing the waters.
I didn't know my wife worked on the board over there to keep me home on Sundays.
Where?
That's what's going on. Not my
it's
wife.
Usually probably
but it's probably someone's wife that's like, this ain't getting passed. Come hell or high water, it ain't happening.
He is staying
home. He is coming. He is going to do laundry today.
Yeah. It's those guys that are hardcore football watchers. They don't want any anything.
Who are you rooting for in Pennsylvania? What's the team out there?
Pittsburgh.
Steelers.
Yeah.
Philadelphia Eagles.
No, it's the Birds, guys.
The Eagles.
You guys got two teams.
I'm down with that Pittsburgh stuff. You're just in the Super Bowl.
Those are some hardy, hardy fan bases and hardy teams.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the fan base is heavy in Philadelphia.
Yep.
Obviously. I just yelled at people I just met about it.
There's another fraction of people. Like, we're all rooting for the same thing. No, they're not. Oh man, I'm not myself tonight, guys. I'm sorry.
You got a case of the DA?
I'm just dragging butt. Like,
so were you walking? Were you walking through the halls at work and feeling something hit your ankles?
I was good all day.
Turned around and looked, and it was your ass.
4 o'clock, I just hit a wall, which is fine. I'd rather have it. Well, unfortunately, like my employer should get the better version of me, I suppose. This doesn't pay the bills.
What do you do full time?
I do. Good question. I don't know if someone can answer that.
You can answer that.
No,
you
I mean, hit. Like, I don't know how to describe. I'm the director of digital for PR and communication firm in the outdoor industry called Gunpowder, of all names.
Well, that's way cooler than my job.
That seems nice.
It's pretty fun. Actually, I really
do
enjoy
it. Yeah, it sounds cool.
Yeah. It was it's a bit of a dream job, I'm not going
to
lie.
You do all kinds of crazy shit that no one knows how to do.
Yeah, I suppose
even he doesn't know.
Most of the time you're making it up.
I get a phone call on the way to like, I'm going to go see this walleye pro. I don't know what the fucking... What am I doing with this? I don't know, but I'm going to try.
No, I've been sneaking off all these years going on secret walleye fishing trips. I don't know what the fuck a walleye is.
I haven't even brought home any fillets. Tell my wife.
It's like Wedding Crashers. Go have the mighty quail. I don't even know what a fucking quail is.
Going to wear camouflage, hide from the big bad quail.
Oh, what the hell's a walleye?
They just had that big scandal, the tournament where they're
stuffing the walleyes with 1 ounce egg sinkers, 1 to 2 ounce egg sinkers, and
that
like
was the guy.
Actual fillets.
That's the guy. You did a piece on him because he was such a good fisherman.
They were actually catching smaller walleyes, filleting them, and stuffing the fillets in their guts.
I saw they pulled a set of a Leatherman. Quick,
what do you got in your pocket? We got to win this thing.
So that was all over for a while, but I never really heard what happened. Like, there had to be restitution, right? Like, they had to pay back.
Big trouble.
I don't know if it's necessarily finished yet either.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's going to go on for
a while. I mean, all the tournaments they could have thrown, that's a lot of.
Yeah.
That's a lot of restitution.
Sure. Speaking of throwing things, I'm sure there was a few rocks and bricks through that guy's windshield.
I just saw a clip of that, like, those guys were ready to, like, chase him with pitchforks and fire. It was bad.
They were pissed. I thought they were going to beat the guy up. When I was watching the video, the guy stood up and he started screaming, "We got weights and fish."
Yeah.
Everybody.
Yep.
I was like, oh, my God, they got to get that guy out of there.
This is a hanging. This
well,
is going
to
be a hanging.
The tournament director's like, you need to leave, and you need to leave now.
Truck and get out of here, Bubba.
Like,
yeah, it was pretty interesting to watch, like all the like social
shit,
like,
ton of money,
foul language ahead, like jeez.
No, it's pretty brutal.
Yeah, well, we got that. I feel like there's just no anything human beings touch. There's just that bad actors are going to emerge and they're going to find slimy ways to do dumb shit and make all the rest of us.
But here's
look
what
bad
I don't
pay for it.
What
like,
I don't get, like, if these guys have been stuffing these fish in the guts, you know, stuffing their guts with lead. Like, I can tell you, I've been in a couple of fishing tournaments. And they scan the fish. Like, they got a wand. They can detect metal in the fish.
Oh.
So why weren't these guys...
How did that not
happen? Yeah, why are they on a national tournament level?
I'll give you some of the tournament money.
Oh, counterfeit money Tony Cordero comes in with.
One of the same guys just got caught with counterfeit.
Ooh.
Paying for the fee with counterfeit money, the tournament fee.
I did see that.
Ooh.
It was like,
what?
That's sneaky.
That's a double dip
bill
of wrongness.
That's rough.
I know how we can dig the hole deeper, guys. Let's not use real money.
Yeah.
Ed's got a roaster in his basement. This guy's got a printer in his basement making counterfeit.
I'm putting the wrong machinery in my house.
Yeah, apparently. Ed, you got to step up your game.
How do you live your life? Like, what? your conscience has got to be so effed. Like, don't you just think you'd be looking over your shoulder every single day?
Well, now he
it's
is.
It's just warped.
Now
man.
He is,
you live
dude.
With that. Like, truly. I don't mean like, ooh, how do you live with yourself? There's that. But like, how do you literally live? You have to die at such an early age from stress. I couldn't imagine.
I mean, you're not a sociopath. So, like, you, I guess
yeah,
you
maybe there's
yeah.
that.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. yeah that makes
so I guess
difference.
I don't count.
But, too, like, you look at yeah. that. You look at that community just as with deer hunting and every other community, like those guys are competing against each other, but a lot of them were friends and maybe they were friends for years. And all of a sudden,
oh, yeah.
this guy you've known for 5, 6, 7 years, whatever, you've been friends with him.
Feel duped.
You just got duped by the guy. How does that make
shit,
you feel?
Right? He's like,
oh, that walleye sure weighs a lot, Chuck. It doesn't look that big. I know I use the name of Chuck. But...
Right.
Oh, yeah, yeah, it's a fat one.
But that's maybe yeah, what. The scanning thing, like, maybe they started with stuffing fillets, because those don't get scanned, and then, like, what happens if you can't catch little ones to fillet and stuff down the big ones? Well, then you got to resort to what you got in the boat.
Yeah.
Throw the Leatherman in there, Chuck. Throw the freaking egg weight in there, Chuck. Got to win.
Hey, we don't use 2-ounce egg sinkers, do we? Nah, throw them in there, too.
That's not too far off from, like, this Ron Polo situation that gets
I was just thinking that.
Again, he's, like,
it's another one.
You know, fucking soldering antlers onto another deer. How the hell he did it. You know,
I was doing that all weekend. I was soldering antlers.
I'll bet you
I'm
were.
Making
no, I really was. I did like 4 repairs.
Antler repair, yeah. What that buck really?
What do you
scored,
mean
Derek?
Soldering antlers on deer? What are you talking about?
Eric doesn't know what you're talking about.
Eric just took like a little of electrical and plumbing and threw it into Mother
yeah, don't,
Nature.
Don't pay attention to
here. We're just gonna solder these natural matter antlers on this animal.
That's.
It sounds like some
metal all day.
But
didn't
Frankenstein
didn't Ron,
shit?
Allegedly, Ron Polo, he was like using metal to screw on antlers or something. Like,
well, he had to use
obviously
something.
It wasn't soldering. I was not accurate in my depiction there.
The idea was sound. He's
yeah.
attaching
yeah.
things that don't belong.
Yeah.
Replacing, repairing.
He wasn't yeah. buying
for
stock
reason,
in 3M.
Like Instagram
that's
likes?
Sure.
That was before social. That, but,
yeah.
but that was like the days of like, oh,
Ron
you
Polo?
Got a big boy tail.
How,
we're gonna pay
how old
time.
Are you? I don't want to be like ageism here.
29.
Okay, yeah.
29.
Well, probably before him a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, you were just a tadpole in your daddy's weasel sack when this was
happening. Holy shit, Greg.
Hey, he's the guy who's had 5 whiskeys. Let him make those comments.
Well, you know, I have no filter regardless what's in here. But anyway, yeah, I mean, that was in the late 90s, mid to late 90s.
It's a big, yeah.
He was making the magazines and...
Yeah. On Rogan's podcast, Meat Eater was on there. What's his name? Ranella. And he was talking about wanting to do a documentary on it. And I thought that'd be cool if he did because he's got enough money and resources to do like a really deep.
But our buddy Kevin Vesteson did a pretty.
I talked to Kevin about it.
Pretty,
I said,
yeah, he dug
deep.
About as like, deep as I think you're going to get.
I was like,
yeah.
I was like,
I
Kevin,
think...
do you think.
And he's as local as you're going to get.
Well,
to
yeah, but I
that.
Asked Kevin and I said, you know, can what. Did you hear about Ranella's maybe going to do? He goes, oh, I can't hold a little candlelight to what they're going to be able to do.
I don't
out.
Know. I thought Kevin did a phenomenal job.
He
did
a
too.
Great job.
He did, and I like that he did.
Ed, have you seen any of what we're talking about? Do you know what we're saying at all?
Negative.
Okay, so Mitch Rompolo.
Ed, do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
Mitch Rompolo is a guy who was like making his name in the whitetail world, like doing some shows, writing.
80s and 90s.
Did some interviews. He's from Traverse City, Michigan. Traverse City? Mm. Yeah. Northern... Lower Michigan, because everyone in Michigan
not
calls
upper,
that Northern
yeah.
Michigan, but
the
I
mitten.
Would call Northern Michigan Upper Michigan.
The mitten, not the reach around.
But the guy shot like a 36-inch wide world record whitetail, and it just looks
unnatural.
You've seen the photo, probably, but you probably just don't recognize it. But it just looks, something looks really weird about it. And then when you look at some of his other bucks, yep, and he would...
He
and that was the thing
the
is he refused to x-ray and then the deer supposedly burned up in a fire, a house fire.
Yeah.
And like
yeah,
it's
yeah,
this
I
whole
might have been on road.
Yeah, this whole tragic story about this BS deer or whatever.
But that's just like putting lead in fish, putting antlers on deer.
Yeah.
Like
the lengths people
come
will
on,
go.
Just if you put that energy into actually doing a damn good job and just doing what you love and you would probably get a lot farther in life because this stuff catches up with you. The truth will always come out. Always.
Yeah.
You can't run
it's
from it.
It's just exhausting. Yeah.
I just, yeah.
You got to always have like a story straight. It's just exhausting.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm saying. Like you got to keep all this shit straight in your head. Like,
it's
no.
It's like.
That's why I couldn't date multiple girls at a time when I was young. I was like, I'm going to mess up a name. It's not going to go well for me.
That were like that. That's exhausting.
One girl
got
it.
How many phones?
Is that worth it?
No. Yeah. No, it's not. You don't wanna, I don't want to get slapped. What'd you call me? Oh, shit. Which one are you? I don't know. I'm not that guy. I can't keep a lie. I would never. I can't lie at all. I'm a bad liar.
I could see that.
I mean,
it doesn't go well.
I've
just
been lying to you since I met you.
You know what's
you
funny?
Don't even know it.
Yeah, I would. No, I'm also very gullible. But you know what's funny? Like, I'll play poker, and I am so bad.
You get the shittiest poker face.
I'm bad too.
So, but really. I use this in my.
So you come with a pocket full of pennies, not dollars.
No. Hear me out. Here's my strategy. I'll share with everybody because I don't play poker that often. I'll forget. But every card I get, every hand I get, I get the same sheet and grin every time because when I actually get good cards, I can't hide it. So I have to pretend like every time I got something good. And everyone's like, God, I can't. Why are you so excited over there, Eric? I'm like.
So do you use that as one of your strengths?
That's why you don't get invited to play poker anymore.
I have to do like a reverse
psychology thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I can't hide my poker face.
Lady Gaga. Taylor Swift's redoing that
song.
Reverse poker face.
Oh. That's my strategy because I can't lie. I can't lie. If I get a good card, I'm like, oh, fuck, how am I going to hide this? I can't do it. Yeah. Poker's fun. Do you guys got any like traditions up there in PA at deer camp that goes on?
I just drink a bunch, obviously. Just drink a bunch and try to get out there.
That sounds like a deer camp amongst,
from here.
Yeah, a certain above a certain latitude. That's
you
got to
stay warm. I mean, alcohol doesn't actually
it's
keep
cold,
you warm.
Like
but
we talked earlier, yeah. It gets cold.
Yeah, it does. Levi Carey says, I want the hoodie that you have on, Ed.
That Theodore Roosevelt.
That is a good
That is a pretty.
Oh, that's a good one.
I heard that Black Rifle Coffee came up with that.
Yeah, yeah.
Did they I ripped them off.
Sorry, was that too soon, Ed? Was that too soon?
I had my tattoo artist copy.
Oh, no, he dropped off. He froze and then just, that was it. He dropped. I wonder if his internet.
Black Rifle Coffee cut him off.
They sniped him.
He's done.
Oh, we lost him totally.
Teddy Roosevelt had nothing on that. He'll come if he comes back, we'll just bring him right back in. I'm not fretting about it. I think we'll see him in a minute. I'm wondering if either his computer, when that happens like that, either his computer died or his internet got crapped on. That's not on our end for a change.
The struggle is real.
Win for the good guys.
The struggle is real. We always have a struggle. We can't have a full podcast without something. Last time that this thing shut down, this YOLO box. Sometime before that, something happened that I can't remember. I probably blacked it out. I was hoping I was gonna have my new buck in here tonight. I don't have it.
Oh, you lost your Fuzzy Wuzzy.
Lost my rubber.
Fuzzy Wuzzy was a bear. Fuzzy Wuzzy had no hair.
Gotta protect.
Fuzzy Wuzzy wasn't so fuzzy, was he?
There you go. Get your pop filter back on. Oh, you're rubbing it all up your ears. God. Jeez.
Gotta put my stank
old
on it.
Gray beard here.
Get right away. Grays. Ageism.
I'm getting some grays in my mustache, and it makes it look like I'm missing hair in my mustache. So it looks weird.
Like you got punched in the face or something?
You got a little grays in the beard coming in there.
Yeah, I got lots of grays.
Yeah, I got lots of grays.
It's real funny. I started turning over my chest.
Yeah. Well, we lost Ed.
Well, it was a good episode.
Yeah.
If he comes back, we'll bring him back on. If we don't, I'll also just call him.
Yeah, he's a pretty nice guy.
I like his demeanor a lot.
Very
nice. I appreciate him.
He could be a call-in co-host every once in a while.
Yeah, he's got a really good aura. Is that a thing? I like his energy.
I like
he's
his
got
energy.
Good energy, bro. We should chill sometime over a smoothie.
Jesus.
Yeah, Netflix and chill with you.
Some butter coffee.
Well, you're the one who's got the little snickerdoodle coming out the front here.
Right away.
Snickerdoodle.
What's that called? A balder snatch?
I don't have
a
any
duck's
hair.
Ass.
Oh, hey, if you're listening in, so just we'll take this moment to housekeep or whatever it's called. You can find me and Tyler and Matt Strime at the Wisconsin Dells Open Season Sportsman's Show. That's a lot of words. At the Kalahari Resort this weekend, Friday to Sunday. So if you're in the Wisconsin-ish area, he's back.
Sounds like a lot of folks going to that, by the way.
Come say hi. Uh-oh.
Like people saying, hey, stopping by the booth.
Your computer died.
There he is.
Yep. Uh-oh. Your cell phone connection's trash. There's no audio coming through.
And he froze.
I see no green lines on my audio.
There we go.
There it is.
There he is.
Girl. Hey, welcome. Girl. Welcome to the show,
and
man.
We're back.
Hey.
My bad, guys.
Cue the OK Center podcast.
I got Black Rainbow Coffee, so I knocked my tripod over. No, I'm
just Touche.
Did your computer die or what happened?
It died.
I knew it. I knew it. I called it. We were just saying how much we thought you were a terrible guest. I'm just kidding.
It went dead. I was like, oh.
Of course.
No, you're back. We were just talking. We were saying good things about you. We thought it was a good episode.
I was like, oh, Bush League, Ed. Come on.
No, this is the podcast where this kind of stuff happens.
Bush League is usually our territory.
Yeah, you're in good company here.
Any other podcast would be losing their marbles. Oh, no. Oh. What do we do? And we're like, well, that's the third time this week.
Yeah, no big deal.
Right, pour another bourbon.
So, yeah, let's wrap it up and tell folks
what we were talking about.
Tell folks where they can find all your stuff. And when you get this business back up here, where should they go?
Yeah, so agroundscoffeeco.com is our website. You can follow us on Instagram. Like I said, I tried the TikTok thing out. I'll probably retry that again, but that's just Agrounds Coffee Co. for everything, for social media.
That's good. Just do YouTube shorts. It'll probably all just go there anyways. And you don't get restricted for stuff.
Yeah,
you can
probably
post,
should.
You can post dead bodies there. It's not a
problem. It's ridiculous how many shorts show up.
Can you really post dead bodies?
Dead bodies of bucks.
Dead buck bodies?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I like dead buck bodies.
Oh, seems nice.
Yeah. Seems nice.
The neck on that thing.
I've heard of them.
No, I was just saying some housekeeping things on our end. We got trade show coming up, so if you're not in Pennsylvania and you're in Wisconsin, come see us there. And we got some new products launching there. We got the new duck hats, and also the pew pew sleeve for your
not condoms. Is that giving out condoms?
You say pew pew or poo poo?
Pew pew sleeve.
Yeah, rifle sleeve.
Same head
in
my high school
sleeve.
Class, people.
It's like the in between case and not case, but it counts as cased. I was trying to get creative with how to talk about it on TikTok so I don't get it taken down. And someone said, just call it a pew pew case. Pew pew. I'm like, okay. I was just going to say, what do you want to put in the sock and then have people run with it?
Yeah, that'll take a multiple. Different turns, I'm sure.
Sure, it'll get
slider in the sock and let her rip.
Can you pull the trigger while it's in the sock?
Sure can.
Hey, Game Warden, if you came up and there was a hole in the sock, what are you doing?
There's so many directions. This could go right now, and I could start flapping my gum, but I won't.
Let's take it down all of them.
Yeah.
Jam session. Ready? No, Ed, you're in.
You ever seen that series, Big Mouth?
No.
Oh, boy. Anyway,
this glass keeps getting emptier and emptier.
I'm gonna
play. You found the bottom again.
I'm gonna play some outro music, and that's it today. I think.
and this is where we're gonna end it.
There's like some of these that I like. Which one is this one? Holes to dig. Let's play
not,
holes to dig.
It's not as bright as green.
There it is. Holes to dig. You heard it first. You heard it last. You heard it here on the OKS Hunter podcast. I don't know what I'm talking about. Ed, thanks, man, for being on our show tonight.
Yeah, and if all else fails, keep your whistle wet and your pants dry.
You got any one-liners you want to send us off with?
Yeah, thanks for having me on, guys.
That's your one-liner? You got to have something better than that. Do you like your coffee dark or light? I don't know. Thanks for tuning in, guys.
That got weird.
Sorry, I got like every other word.
Yeah.
You're lucky. I mean, you're really lucky.
Yeah,
you're
lucky.
You only got
50%
of that.
Yeah. You only got half of it. Lord have mercy.
All right.